Hey, what it do, people? Shaman Animal Brown checking in. We are back. Episode 323 of the On Deck TV podcast is here. We are talking my guy Kanye West's latest album, Jesus Is King, the long-awaited, highly anticipated by some. We're going to review that. You know how we get down. Expectations, initial thoughts, highlights, lowlights, and then we're going to give it a rating. Now, this episode is brought to you by Patreon.com. Go to Patreon.com/RealVille. Check out all the dope additional content we got going on, and we are brewing some new shit coming soon. All right, so right now go check it out. We've got two tiers. All right, you know, we've been doing reviews for the last several weeks. We've got a gang of reviews that you can listen to catch up on before we get some new reviews on deck for next week. All right, also, this is brought to you by RealVille Media Group. Go to realvillemedia.com. check out all of the podcasts on the network.
All the podcasts on the network are going to consist of FSP. That's the Full Sport Press podcast. We got Jay Hove, we got Jeff Chattown, Jeff, we got BBW Easy, and we got cameraman over there handling business. This last issue was the Center's Top 7 series. Y'all check that out, the infamous Top 7 FSP series. They do it FSP style. Always tell a friend about that as well. Make sure you go check out the Fresher Than Your Average pod. On their latest edition, Animal Brown and Jay Hove talk about Rockaware. Is it back? Is it time for you to start sporting Rockaware again? Check out Fresher Than Your Average and they will let you know. All the shows on the network, again, realvillemedia.com. Go check it out. Go to the Contact Us page, drop your information there. We are looking to add to the network, so we're looking to hear from you. Brand new show coming to you right now.
Hey, what it do with the business is?
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Animal underscore Brown if you're looking for me on social media.
That's fantastic. I am Animal Brown.
No, you wish. You wish, sir.
Had to throw that in there, man, since you weren't here. Now, I am Spike Lou, man. I don't wish. Did you get your hairline fixed? Obviously, got your hat on. So
no, but my beard connects. Ah. So it all evens out.
So you went and got that fixed. Got you. Shout out to your plastic surgeon.
Producer M Extra was goody.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy M Extra. The Minister of Culture is in the building. MXTRA3 on all things social. Holla at your boy.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
I went to New York City for the first time ever.
Home. Oh, wow.
Yeah, really? First time ever in New York, man. It was cool. I liked it. Good food. I see why people from New York, you know, have that edge that they do. It's always
the pace is nuts.
It's 2, 3, 4 in the morning. It's going.
Yeah.
Also, I like the fact that you run into so many different kind of people in New York, just different nationalities. Nowhere that I've been, even abroad, you run into that many different type of people just there. Like, you can walk down the street and hear 6 different languages and you're like,
yep,
damn.
Big boy melting pot.
Yes.
So what part of New York was you in?
I stayed in Times Square.
Okay,
I
mean, Manhattan.
Right there in Manhattan. Yeah, there, where everything was there. Yeah, I did the real tours. I didn't get to do anything like I wanted to because I was in and out. It was just an overnight thing. But it was cool. I liked the vibe in New York. And it wasn't too cold. I got to get in and out before it got cold.
Yeah, go in January.
No way.
Have fun with
hate
that.
Cold weather.
Man, shout out to the Ville. Went to the Ville. Shout out to everybody that texted, everybody that tweeted, everybody that Facebook messaged me, everybody that IG messaged me. Hey, man, appreciate it, man. I was down there handling some family matters. My brother did pass away. If you follow me on IG, then you saw that. Again, shout out to everybody that reached out. Also, shout out everybody at the hospital at Skyline. Very professional staff, nurses, doctors, assistants. Everybody explained everything clearly, with clarity and with patience. So, man, I appreciate that. Again, as well as all of the well wishes, man. My brother would definitely be missed. Shout out to everybody. And my mama holding it down, y'all. You ain't gotta worry about nothing. She holding down the fort.
Shout out Miss Clara, man. That's my girl, man.
R.I.P., man.
Absolutely. Real quick, kind of pivoting on a hip hop note, I did have a lot of time to myself, so I watched the Netflix show Rhythm and Flow. I finished that series out. Mm. That is without question the best hip hop competition show on in the face of the earth, dude. Like, that shit was, I was thoroughly entertained.
Yeah.
They did. Did you finish it?
I didn't finish it, but I mean, I like what I see so far.
Hey, it's dope, man. Y'all got to watch that shit. It kind of show you, like, each competition. It's 10 episodes. Each competition is like a stage in an artist's career. So the earlier competitions are like cyphers and battles. Yeah, yeah. But then the middle, you get to do your first big boy video. And then you get your first feature on like an R&B record. And then you get the big boy like Grammy performance. You get to put it all together. It's dope. Like, I was thoroughly impressed. That motherfucker was hard. The person who won was supposed to win. All of that shit. They got it right.
Okay, good. They got it right.
Kudos to Netflix. That shit was dope.
Yeah.
Netflix, that's some good content out there.
That's a fact.
Dolomite just came out. I cannot wait to watch
that. That's a skip.
Well, you crazy. my weekend was, I had a fun field weekend. Friday, I hung out a little bit with the Turban Licks. Shout out to the band at Turban Licks. They did a great job. Saturday, what did I do Saturday? Went out with, I went to the Hawks game.
Mm.
Great game.
Mean L, y'all caught.
No, we won, actually. And we beat your Pistons the night before that.
I don't recall.
Yeah, shout out to Bird. Happy birthday to you.
Shout out Bird, man. Yeah. Happy birthday to him.
It was a pretty great weekend. And Sunday, just relaxed. Saw my Eagles win. I saw Dolomite. It is fantastic. Eddie Murphy is a fucking legend.
I cannot wait to watch it.
He's a legend. And the movie is very good. And Wesley Snipes played the hell out of his role.
I might check it out, man. Yeah. Too many people saying it's dope.
Yes.
I just don't believe it, though.
Somebody gave it four thumbs up today. Yeah, I was telling me about that.
Also, I spent a little time at Spellhouse. Shout out to Spellman and Morehouse Homecoming for sure.
Homecoming, what?
Anything else you do in this? Would you have a 4-day weekend? Damn.
This nigga took Friday off. face ass.
I worked till 9 on Friday and still went out.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you.
No week for the weary over here. No couch potatoes over here.
Thank you for your hard work.
The cushion.
Thank you.
Watching the boys.
What would the culture do without the minister?
All right, man. Let's get to this hip-hop talk, man. We got a lot of shit to go over. Let's talk Russ versus Guap Dad 4000. Now, video of an altercation between Russ and Guap Dad made its rounds across the internet over the weekend. Footage shows Russ talking to the Bay Area rapper backstage at a music festival in San Antonio when out of nowhere, Russ swings on Guap Dad, prompting his crew to attack the artist. Now, what had Russ so upset was that he felt the need to fire on Guap Dad, that you ask. The attack was a result of a bar from Guap Dad's newly released album that seemed to take a shot at the ATL artist. Now, this is at least the third incident in the past year or so that Russ and his crew have gotten into altercations with artists that he's had issues with. Coming off back-to-back Forbes list appearances, is it a good or bad look for Russ to be fighting other artists?
I don't think it's a great look for a guy like Russ to be known for this being his last three things he's been in the news for. That's the only things I've ever known him to be in the news for, to be completely honest. But if I'm Russ, I don't have to waste time with Guap Dad 4000 if I'm not trying to prove some type of point that I'm tough. I'm getting money. Yeah. I knew who Russ was, though I've never listened to a song. If you're not familiar with what Guap Dad does, it's 9 times out of 10, you have no clue who this guy is. Now, I tell you that he does have a following. Like, got a little scammer fan base. That's what he does. He got that lane in which he's in. And I bring that up because you listen to his music and you can tell that he's not being serious. Like, if 50 Cent
it's tongue in cheek.
It's tongue in cheek. Yeah, you take it lighthearted. Like, if he does say your name, he ain't dissing you like I'm finna roll up on you with the strap. Right?
Right.
And even on top of that, when Guap Dad released his song, he sent Russ a DM and let him know, hey, your name's gonna be in here. It's not on no diss situation, but I just wanna give you the heads up.
Did he?
He did. He said that. He said he sent them that DM. The DM says red, so he seen it. And now I feel like, for shits and giggles, Russ, feel like, since my team bigger than yours, you know, I'm going to walk up on you, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to sneak you. Yes, it is a sneak, because he says, well, what did you expect from a nigga that you was dissing walking up on you?
That's a good question.
Bro, I sent you the DM. It said that it wasn't a dish. You read it. You was being Hollywood and didn't respond. So I thought you were coming to respond in person.
He did respond in person.
He did respond in person. I just don't think that was the response that Guap Dad was looking for. He did challenge Russ to a fight. If I was Russ, I wouldn't do that either. It's the last time that I would be dealing with this. It's just a situation that gets out of control. It may be for shits and giggles, because Guap Dad just had a CD come out for promotional purposes.
Yeah, he did. And look, if you want to take an L for more streams, then have at it, because more people are talking about you. He's a relative newcomer. Yeah. I first heard of him on the Dreamville compilation. Now, not to say he wasn't out before then. That's just when he first came across my radar.
He had a great interview on It's The Real.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's a very,
very,
he entertaining? What is he kind of?
Yeah, he's a very entertaining
personality.
Okay.
Entertaining. Yeah.
Tripping with charisma.
Okay.
Yeah. Funny as hell.
Yes.
He was leaking when he saw Russ, too.
He was not leaking. He said no black eyes, no scratches, no nothing.
It barely like anybody touched this man.
I couldn't even find Russ in the video.
Yeah, he was. I couldn't see him either. But
he was in and out of there quick.
Facts.
Yeah, possibly so. I don't know. I'm on the Forbes list 2-3 times in a row. I'm not. He don't need to be squaring up with anybody anyway, number one. But I will say this. Even though Russ is 27 and so is Guap Dad, they're both the same age, Russ is moving like someone of an older stature, because this is the third person who has said something about him on some type of record or on social media, and he didn't respond on social media or on record. He saw them in person or had them get whooped in person by his team. Uh-huh. Either one. This reminded me of mid-90s hip-hop right here, and I'm super here for it.
This is immature. This is not older stature at all.
Russ. This is what you do. Guap Dad is out here acting like a 90s baby, a 2000s baby, thinking he controls.
That's what he is.
Now, that's fair. And this is what happens when you do that. When you say people's name out there, you can't trip off how they react to it. You don't get to call the play.
Get to DM you and tell you, hey,
I don't
take it this way. This is music. I get to do that.
If I don't see the screenshot, I don't believe
how it. How is this music like an old artist? This is like... Have you seen how, like, this is something that T.I. did when he first got in and he was young and didn't know any better.
This reminds me of somebody
older
born in the 80s.
Older time period.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. This is the most immature thing I've ever seen in a long time.
I see you, Russ.
Yeah. I just don't.
I think Guap Dad thought he had an easy target. People think Russ is an easy target. Look at his face. Yes, unfortunately.
It's not anything derogatory like that.
Nah, he knows that, too. And that's what I'm saying. Like, a nigga like Russ.
It was a shot, though.
All right, so if...
It was a shot.
I want him to run down on somebody that may have a consequence behind it then.
Nobody.
Since you want to run down on Guap Dad, nobody else knows you. You're right.
No. So
nobody else is going to waste time dissing you.
No.
Neither is Guap Dad going to waste time dissing you.
He should have learned from Smoke Perp, dude. Don't mention my name. That's it. How hard is that? I'm Russ. I'm over here getting this paper in San Antonio or overseas or wherever the fuck he's going.
Right.
I wouldn't know, but he's getting it on his own, minding his own business.
Okay.
Why are you bringing my name up in records and then expecting a different outcome when I see you in person? That's the 90s baby in him. Man, why did you hit me, bro? Why we didn't square up one-on-one? What the fuck? What are you talking about, Guap Dad? Guap Dad, the nigga that get dunked on and then look at the ref and ask for a foul. No, nigga, you got dunked on. Take the L and go back on defense.
You're going extremely hard on Guap Dad. And you're giving Russ a whole lot of prop for moves.
I'm fucking with you. 3-for-3 right now.
Who was the third
person? 3-for-3 because you bring the army
Adam
with you.
Adam 22. I'm on the Forbes list, nigga. I walk with an army. That is who the fuck I walk with. So I'm making millions hand over fist. I walk with a fucking army.
There's nothing gangster about this, bro.
So he ran down on Smoke Perp.
Yeah.
Adam 22, the podcast dude.
Yep.
And Guap Dad, the scammer.
Yep.
And he's a gangster.
No, never said that.
What are you saying?
Like, I just said
he's giving him credence for doing shit that gangsters do.
And like, that he didn't even.
Talk about you. I'm bigger than rap. You can't talk about me. So I'm gonna run down on you and do some ignorant shit.
Yes.
No. Because when the nigga gets shot, you're gonna be the first one talking about. Oh, I don't have to go this far. This is just rap. Because like that's what's gonna happen if he start playing with real niggas. Like, you can run down on Guap Dad, it can be cool, he can ask for a fight. You can run down on Smoke Perp, and it can be cool, and he can go to the internet. And you can run down on Adam 22, who's a podcaster, and he can talk shit about you on his podcast. But run down on a real nigga then, Russ. Let a real nigga talk about you in his record, then run down on him, and let's see what happened to your security guard and yourself.
Listen, real niggas not out here trolling people, saying names for no reason.
Though. I think the troll is on Russ. The troll is coming from him looking for niggas saying his name. Why is Russ even listening to Guap Dad's CD?
And now, that's the funny part.
Like, how did this even come across this nigga desk? And now I gotta find you in San Antonio.
They were performing at the same, wasn't it?
How?
Man, this is hilarious.
I wouldn't even know this nigga was around. No, let's say my name if I was Russ. And I'm not finding you backstage after your show.
I am.
I ain't doing any of that, bro. Good riddance with your career.
I'm fucking with Russ right now. That's impossible. I couldn't name one song.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But I'm fucking with him right now.
And I actually like Russ's music, but I don't understand all of this. Like, it serves no purpose.
Just keep my name out your mouth. Make my name taste like ass when you speak it. But that is what that means,
no,
dude.
It serves no purpose at all.
I feel set an example.
Now I want somebody to diss Russ. Now I want somebody
I hope, like yeah, I'm wishing
the,
for
the,
it.
The grimiest, non-rapid ass nigga to diss him.
So that's he can smack them too?
I hope so. I hope he tries to
you
go.
You keep saying
him.
He though, like
him, part, his team, his goons.
He was nowhere to be found.
Whatever.
I'm not a big advocate for violence, but I really want somebody to diss this nigga now, and I want him to run down on them niggas.
It's simple, dog. You just keep people name out of they minding their own business. It's a simple old school way of thinking, dog. That's real nice. Nigga, not finna just be out here blurting out but niggas' names.
If you were minding your own business, then you're not running down on a nigga behind a misunderstanding.
Sometimes you need to make an example out of people.
Yeah, you made your example out of Smoke, Perp, and Adam 22.
Hey, listen, so third time
if,
charm.
If a nigga sends you some, if I'm waving the white flag before the shit even hits the press,
yeah,
and you still run down on me, that's a you thing. That ain't a me thing, right, bro.
The fact that he waving the white flag and now he want
to. I wonder what
he ran down on me, nigga.
Ain't no telling.
What his payroll look like, because he's not doing this alone ever. It's all
he got a mean security.
I want to know what his payroll is like.
Clearly, that's how mine would look if I was on the Forbes list 2 years in a row. What I'm going to walk out here by myself?
Guess what? I'm not using them to run down on rappers.
Right. Maybe not.
That's what I'm not doing.
That maybe not, but I'm not mad at him for doing that if they're starting it and bringing his name up. That's all.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm Russ, there's nothing you can start with me if you go up dead, if you don't put your hands on me or cause me to lose any money. Like, you're not even in my stratosphere, bro. Like, what are you, what?
Can we all agree that Guap Dad 4000 is a top five worst rapper name out right now?
It's up there.
Easily, oh, though.
Worst name?
Yes. That name is terrible, dog. Yeah. It's some slaw.
It's very high on the list.
Very high. And I refuse high on the to list. Listen to his project because of
not
that.
Not even project, all right, though.
Really?
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yep.
It's all right.
I
promise you.
I may give it a run, dude. Yeah. All right, moving on. Lil Nas X.
He got a song with E-40 and Nero the Fifth is banging.
Really?
Neff the Pharaoh, whatever. How you say his
name? Yeah, it's Neff. Yeah. Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, keeps doing numbers. Shit's crazy. In fact, it just became the fastest song ever to reach diamond status. For those who don't know, that's 10 million sold. Now, he has another song, Panini, in the top five. And his songs together have streamed over 2.3 billion times. Should we be giving Lil Nas X more respect for the year that he's having?
I think he's getting the adequate amount of respect for what he's doing. He's been everywhere. He needed a break that we reported a couple weeks ago. I think that people are putting respect on his name. And ain't like he's an MC and finna bar a nigga down and needs to be on people's top five list. You know what I'm saying? I think that he came out with a smash song this year and he's got a lot of placements for it. He's been at all the right places. He's partnered with all the right people. And he's monopolized as much as you can off of song like this. Like, it's a gimmick. We can call it a spade. He may not come out with another song, though I hope he does. I'm not wishing that on him. But to ride this one into the dirt like he does, he's gotten ample amount. Till
he can't no more.
Yeah, ample until he can't no more.
Good
exactly,
card,
good one.
Yeah.
So he's got an ample amount of coverage, I think, respect. No one is downing him other than what he got at the very beginning from the countryside.
Yeah.
And I think it shows what you get when you get a mixture of two of the most popular genres of music, which is hip-hop and country.
Yeah, now for sure. I will say the only reason he's not getting enough respect put on his name, because when we talk MVPs for the year, we talk DaBaby, you get Megan Thee Stallion name come up. You don't really hear nobody going, man, really, who y'all sleeping on? Lil Nas X doing numbers out here that like we haven't seen in the streaming era. You know, based off of one song or one or two songs. So I do think that he needs to get just a little bit more respect, but there's a legitimate reason why he doesn't. Look at this nigga, dude. He looks like a gimmick. Every time he comes out, he's got the fucking cowboy chaps and the fucking cowboy hat.
He is a one-trick pony.
That's what
I won't say.
That's what
gimmick,
I'm saying,
though. He's a one-trick pony.
You just said he was a gimmick. You said the song was a gimmick.
The song is gimmicky. I'm not sure if he's a gimmick artist.
The fact that every time he goes out, he has cowboy shit on. That he's playing into the gimmick is what I'm saying. So we're not going to look at him and take him seriously.
No, you're
as
not
an
gonna
artist.
Look at him and take him seriously.
No, nobody, because he's not getting the respect that. So you think he is
because
getting
people
the
like you? That's why he's not getting the respect. I think I finally remember when it first came out. You said, "I don't know if I'm supposed to take this seriously, nigga." 10 million records is serious,
very serious.
Also, I think that the respect is going to come like a lot of other artists who've been in his position as he releases more music. Like, we high. You said he got another song opening. I've never even heard that, but it's in the top five. As he continues to show that he can do this, actually, then I think people will give him a respect, the respect that he's looking for. But for what he has done, I think it's adequate. This is adequate. Like, the nigga was on Ellen. Like,
is he on the MVP discussion then? Top five?
He's like
top five.
And to take it a little bit to sports, for people who don't listen to sports, it may lose him a little bit. But I can't give the MVP to somebody who only does one thing, like a 3-point specialist, or somebody that's only giving you 30, but they averaging one assist and one rebound. You know what I'm saying? Like they doing work as far as what they do, and he's done his thing as far as what that song was. But Meg has been in so many different categories. The Baby has been in so many different categories as far as doing their thing this year. So I would lean their way. And the only reason that I wouldn't lean his way is because he's like, he put up 35 a game, but he ain't do nothing else.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, nobody's getting a Lil Nas X feature. Wouldn't you want?
They should.
That's what I'm saying.
That's if other people fumbling.
That's what I'm saying. Though. If I'm Guap Dad and I had a fire record.
Oh, he can't afford it.
Okay. That's somebody, if I'm Russ.
You said what?
And I got a fire record.
Lil Nas X feature.
Right now. That's what I'm saying. If I'm Russ and I got a fire record, or whoever that has the budget.
But see, it has to work in a way that it doesn't look like a gimmick. If I'm Russ, it looks like a gimmick. Nah, you can still, like, he got, I would assume, some type of talent with his vocals and things like that. If I'm somebody that needs a star like that on an album, if I'm an older artist, if I'm someone from tech, like, if I'm Bun B.
Hell no.
If I'm Bun B and I get him for a hook, that ain't too outrageous. It got the Texas-y sound to it. Something that, that he could put a twang to where it don't seem like you're doing another gimmick.
I think it would have happened by now. I think somebody would have had him on the horn by now. The Baby did 20 songs.
You don't think he can?
I don't think nobody wants to. That's what I'm saying in terms of the respect.
Do you think people don't see the value in him
as
an artist?
That's what I'm saying. They don't take him seriously.
No, I disagree completely.
What, he would have had a feature by now. At least
He's riding. No, he wouldn't.
You say you disagree. Let me ask you, who has, to his point, taken him and tried to do something with him? Like, appreciated the value that he's brought?
Well,
like, the man got 10 million records.
Yeah, I don't think people are underappreciating just because he's not featured on other songs, because I think he probably has stuff that people want to be on, or vice versa. I mean, because people are all on this record, Thug and them. A lot of different people. So I'm sure he has people have reached out to him, but I think he was riding his wave and trying to finish this before he did something else.
Yeah, but just a feature though?
I think the market has to reset for him. Like, he got to die down a little bit, because when I said Guap Dad couldn't afford him, I ain't saying that it wouldn't make sense, but if
the
I'm Guap Dad, I'm not paying right
now.
Yeah,
the stock too high.
Let the stock come down. Like, at the beginning of next year, he may have more features and stuff, because it's going to die down a little bit. He's going to get the rest that he claimed that he's been looking for, and I ain't got to pay high price ticket.
He's giving me MC Hammer vibes, bro.
I was thinking more Trinidad James.
Ooh.
Yeah, but Trinidad
dressed up in the all gold.
He was one and done, though.
The Romy Rome thing. Like,
but
the gimmick,
but like you
thought,
said, Trinidad was one and done. This, he has another hit in the top 10.
True.
Right now.
Top 5.
Trinidad had another song, though, don't y'all?
It wasn't a hit.
Another song that was all right, though?
It was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible, but
it wasn't gold all in my watch.
Yeah, the fact that we sitting here struggling to even remember it let you know that it
wasn't. You're right. Absolutely.
That's true. And the thing about him, Lil Nas, he has a different fan base, too. It's not just hip hop.
It's kids, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of young kids.
But are they going to be checking for, like,
if it comes out with a hot demographic? I mean, he went to like 1,000 schools with this.
Man, that nigga ought to have at least 30 commercials next year. At least.
Could you see him on a Chance song?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
I could see that. Actually, I could see him and Megan Thee Stallion on a song, though, to be honest.
Two different demographics, though, right? You just say, nigga, we toured at high schools.
She's trying to get to that demographic.
Yeah, high schoolers like Megan Thee Stallion.
That's true. Yeah, true. All right, moving on, man. Let's take it to Miami. Trick Daddy, the self-proclaimed mayor of Miami, is in the news for all the wrong reasons this week, y'all. He filed for bankruptcy for the fourth time, and some of the court documents have been released. They detail some wild numbers. Sure. So according to the Miami Legend, he has $0 in his bank account and $150 in clothes. He currently owes $800,000. Yeah, that's crazy. He currently owes $800,000 to creditors, ranging from IRS and back taxes to back child support. Now, what is Trick bringing? Here's the question, though.
What is the question?
Let me ask you what he's bringing in terms of monetary shit. In 2017, he made $7,000.
That's impossible.
In 2018, he made $75,000.
That's impossible.
So far for the year, he's brought in $50,000. Now, a rapper of Trick status should be in a better position than this, right?
This is true.
Okay. That was the question.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He should definitely.
Yeah, this is very sad.
I mean, this is a lie.
Yeah, he's not lying on those numbers. He's lying for court. That's what
he's lying for court. He has a hell of an accountant and a great fucking bankruptcy lawyer. Listen, fourth time he's did this. The other time that he did it, he was able to get out of paying his mortgage that was over $200,000. This time it's over $400,000. I'm sure
he has another mortgage.
Yeah, I think it's the same one. It's the same one.
Oh, it is. They took a refinance.
Yeah, some kind of way the nigga got refinancing on his mortgage. So
come on, T double D.
Now it's four, and the house is worth three. So he upside down in his mortgage, which is nearly impossible to fucking do.
In this market, it's rough.
He know his way around the system. Like we all know the Trick Daddy ain't sitting out here. He didn't make $7,000. The nigga was on Love and Hip Hop, right? I know Mona.
One of them years, for sure.
Yeah. And even on top of that, like I say, he ain't going to be able to get out this child support and these taxes. No way. So he can file as many bankruptcies.
Nice try.
As you want, my nigga. Them bills are not going anywhere.
That's a fact.
But he may be able to get out the mortgage. And he just signed on to do a morning show with Trina. They replaced the Ricky Smiley morning show. So he has income coming in from there. Like I said, Love and Hip Hop as well. I think his dad is was co-owner of King of Diamonds.
Oh, word?
He is... successful,
For sure.
In the Miami, it's
no
market.
Longer exist.
I mean, but he's a businessman in Miami over the club knife and shit like that. So he come from a line of Miami hustlers and shit. So this is cap.
Yeah, this is rough, man. Trick Daddy, I fuck with Trick Daddy heavy.
$150 worth of clothes is fucking.
$150 worth of clothes. The judge probably laughed in that nigga face, right, dude.
This is so much.
Like I'm sorry, that's unbelievable. You got to at least inflate that to $1,000 worth.
You gotta love America though, because he going in there about to be able to get off on this.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact. People do it all the time. Frivolous lawsuits and shit, which we'll get to in a second. They finessing the court system day and night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But this is sad, and it made me look at... I
don't feel sorry for him.
But it almost make you look at, like, hip-hop needs some type of, like, retirement plan or something. You know what I'm saying? Some type of IRA, some type of...
Yeah, just do it yourself.
It does. What the
fuck? But
Nori says, a union.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cool. Minus the flag.
And it's the fucking hip hop flag. But I ain't gonna lie, like if I'm part of the hip hop union, I ain't here to save niggas like Trick Daddy who done filed bankruptcy four times, bro.
Oh yeah, nah, he's straight
like
out,
my nigga. Yeah. You done maxed out your membership dues, bro. Like you out. We kicking you out of the union. But yeah, I do think that there needs to be something in place where older acts can continue to make what they deserve and the work
some
that they
residual.
Put in. Yeah, Trick Daddy a legend.
Yeah.
He's put in work. So to even have to get to this point, I feel like it's embarrassing.
Yeah, for sure.
But at the same time, he got a big shuck going on too.
Yeah, he doing it to save his ass. 50 did this. Remember, he was like, oh no, all the money in my shit is fake. All the cars weren't mine. They were rented.
Right.
Like when Uncle Sam on your ass like that, dude, you'll say all the crazy
all of that shit. Yeah, exactly. Uncle Sam and child support. I ain't got, man, Jeezy went through the child support shit.
Mm.
I ain't got nothing but $120,000 in the bank. Remember when this Can't Ban the Snowman came out?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it happens. People go to court, they lie about it. You get a good team around your money where they can't prove it, then you're good.
$150 in clothes?
I don't know what that
was. Boy, he got like six Dickie pants?
I was going to say, what was it? Like
that can't be true. His fat ass know his clothes.
He said he don't wear number polo, though. What do you have, a polo?
Polo costs more. What, he got two shirts?
I had the TJ Maxx polo. Strong Ross polo. About $39.99.
Two of them.
Okay. So $39.99. What's it?
Shoes included?
We walk around barefoot.
$29.99 Ross polos.
Those Cubans must be fugues.
They got the $29.99 Ross polos.
And they got the Halloween set necklace on.
Damn, Trick, man.
They should be ashamed of your goddamn self.
Trick Daddy Dollars.
He finessing the system, man.
Yeah, no, we all know this cap. Sure. But to the here's the downside, though. They say he brought in $7,000. Yes, he's getting paid by Mona and them. But his expenses are probably quadruple what
that's
his damn
him.
Assets are, bro.
That's
like,
on him. I guess like, and I guess part of the hip hop union would be how to manage your money.
That's what I'm
like
saying.
They do in the NFL.
He was getting money early, bro. Mid-90s, like that was still relatively new though.
But let's put in the context too. He was getting a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure.
He was selling records. Like Trick Daddy was going platinum when he was coming out.
Yeah, he was shaking it.
Yeah, all
right. Yeah, I got.
And he had. Wasn't he like? Did he have part ownership or something in Slip and Slide?
Am I true? Man, I want to say it. That's how he makes some of his money now. But, I mean, what is that bringing you today, though?
Yeah, then I thought he had a back
catalog. They got a back catalog today.
Yeah, but it just it ain't. He may not own that big of a piece of it. Because I think it's only bringing in about $5,000 a year.
Apparently.
Joe Budden said he made how much I'll pump it up each year. How much you think?
I can't remember.
$20,000 off Pump It Up.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much you think Trick Daddy make off Now, Nigga?
What's Trick Daddy's biggest song?
Now, Nigga. You don't know Now?
Hell no.
Man, they playing that.
Fuck out of here. Bro,
they play that the host game.
Yeah, but I think they play Pump It Up in like more. They play Pump It Up.
Oh, yeah, he definitely getting more. I'm just saying, what do you think?
In comparison, if we're saying Pump It Up brings in 20.
So what do he make?
$150.
Nah. That's where them 7,000 came from. That's where them 7,000 came from. Probably the now.
That's fair. Probably so.
Nigga, he probably got cash stored away. He got shit.
I got plenty of cash.
He's Ron Isley in the system.
That's
like
a fact. Offshore accounts like a motherfucker.
Next thing you know, you getting locked up from tax evasion.
Nah, let's not put that on. Trick, I don't. You right. I want yeah, Trick out. Right. But yeah, check out that morning show, man. Him and Trina. That might be smooth though. That might be a good listen.
Man, I never in my life. Fuck out of here.
What?
They just not that interesting.
They got good chemistry.
That's cool for some Miami shit.
Yeah, true. Because it's definitely some Miami shit. Let's keep it Florida, man, before we get to this music break. There's a rapper who goes by the name Go-Go Saddish. He is suing Rick Ross for $250,000. His lawsuit claims that Ross's song Billionaire from Trilla is a carbon copy of his own song called Dilemma. Now, let me play you Billionaire to remind you what that sound like, and then I'm going to play Dilemma. Sorry if you're watching on YouTube, they won't let us be great. You got to listen on the streaming platforms to hear this. Baby, boss, I done took over the game, nigga. Hopping out the Bugatti with my bellies on. No underwear, nigga. My jeans tight fitted too, nigga.
I like good girls, virgins, and classy queens.
I like prostitutes, strippers, and porno queens.
I like good girls, virgins, and classy queens.
I like prostitutes, strippers, and porno queens.
I like good girls, virgins, and classy queens.
In addition to the 250 bands that he is asking for, he also wants the judge to force Def Jam to sign him to a 360 deal. Does Go-Go Saddish have a case?
Man, I listened to this, bro.
And it's the exact same beat, though.
Did you just say that the nigga song came out in what year? You said that.
So Go-Go Saddish song came out in 2013. The Ross song came out in 2008.
Right. And we did a podcast about the beginning of this song and talked about Ross, my jeans tight fitting, ass crack showing, Jay-Z, what up, nigga?
This is the worst intro.
Worst intro to a song probably in the history of hip-hop.
Ever.
So it's a memorable song.
For sure.
If I was Rick Ross, I have a countersuit here if this dude wasting my fucking time, dude. I show up to court. Just for fucking playing with me, dude. Like, wow. I don't even understand how frivolous lawsuits like this even get to a place where he's saying, well, let's come up with a number and let's tell them what you want right out of a list of demands. Like, who was his legal counsel? Is he representing himself? Like, I have so many questions to deal with, like, how this case is being handled. Like, the judge should lock him up if he gets in court and listens to this case, and it's like what we're hearing now. Unless there is some, what is that tape? What is it called? Is there what the Drake shit did leak?
Oh, like a reference.
If there's a reference that he has from 2007 where he gave this to Rick Ross and they have a paper trail, then I'm good. Otherwise, man, put this man in jail. Lock him up, dude. At least 60 days for contempt of court. For wasting everybody's time. We're sending you an invoice here from On Deck TV and Realville Media as well for taking up our airtime. Thank you.
Saddish said that he Shazammed Rick Ross's Billionaire and he was taken aback by the similarities of the songs.
Taken aback.
Bruh, it even got the Justice League drop at the
but
beginning.
But why is he not suing Justice League? That's what I understand.
This song is everybody 5 years.
He named everybody but Justice League.
Yeah, that don't make sense. I don't understand it either. But that's my thing. You expect me to believe that you got this beat from Justice League? Who, first of all, who are you? That's number one. How do you know? Are you? I don't even know where he's from.
One of the worst hooks I've ever heard in my life.
First of all, the song is fucking terrible.
Oh, this man name is Saddish.
Which lets y'all know that, listen, aspiring artists, this is why certain people make it to certain levels. Rick Ross's song is fucking barbecuing this nigga's song.
And it ain't even a great Rick Ross song.
That's what I'm saying. This is a regular Rick Ross song. Like, it's cool. But, like, this nigga version is atrocious, though. Like, he got a little video for it.
Video trash.
Yeah, good luck with that, man.
Hook trash. He trash.
Hey, whoever your lawyer is, he taking you for a ride.
Your lawyer's good. You trash, though, my nigga.
He taxing. Now, he does say that he is handicapped due to schizophrenia and works part-time in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, my God. Y'all want to get to the music break?
Oh, this nigga already got one shit going with the schizophrenic. He paid for that, bitch.
He's schizophrenic. That ain't the fucking cherry on top. That I don't know what the fuck is.
If he's schizophrenic.
The fact that this nigga is suing for a record that came out 5 years before his is mind-blowing.
That's crazy.
You can't make this shit up, people.
Bruh, do Ross got to show up to this?
Nah.
He ain't got to show up. Okay,
I would. I could counter-sue this. I would make a grandstand on behalf of all frivolous lawsuits if I was Rick Ross. I would make this my fucking prison reform if I was Rick Ross.
That's childish, man.
Nah, because this ain't the first time this has happened to Rick Ross. Yeah. He's gone through this before, and it was a lot serious other as far as other situations,
yeah, for sure,
legally, but he's been accused of shit before that didn't pan out, man. And after Rick Ross, I'd be fucking fed up.
More money, more problems, man.
He had the Rick Ross lawsuit that they threw out.
So, you mean with the real freeway Rick Ross?
Yeah.
Now you gonna stay in court. Will Smith said he gets sued. Man, what'd he say, like 20 times a year? He said something wild. He said he gets sued 20 times a year.
Gotta keep a lawyer retainer.
And he said he got lawyers for his lawyers. This is ridiculous.
Better call Saul.
Dick. What you got on the music break, son?
Yes, a new week, new music. We are back with my man Roddy Rich featuring that boy Gunna. It's called Start With Me.
That's it.
I've been done right through another nigga city. I got a brand new Draco with me. Clip got 33, Scotty Pippen, bitch. Nigga ain't heard of me, I got a rich. Dripping my sweat through Givenchy. I brought my stripe in the party. And my diamonds all set like Cardi. Got a bad bitch with me, shit Barbie. You don't wanna start with me. Got some hood niggas posting in the Jordan. I have his nigga on back of a carton. Spin Larry Bird, 33 on Cartier. I got 33 bitches with me. I'ma flow through the city sipping on some Chardonnay. Fucking, I'ma buying out the bar today. Fucking, I'm buying out Barney's, yay. I'ma hang with the gangbangers. He only hang with the feds and the rats and the mice. My young nigga pull it with the bullets, I'ma pull it with the strap. We gon' get him on sight. We gon' make a thriller like Mike. Car candy painted Mike and Ike. And my diamonds looking like a light. I'ma fly private like a kite. Got it Bentley Cooper trying to ride through another nigga city. I got a brand new Draco with me. Clip got 33, Scotty Pippen, bitch. Nigga ain't heard of me, I got a rich.
Man, we are back. That was Roddy Rich featuring Gunna. Start With Me. How you feel about it?
I like that. I like the Roddy Rich, the little catchy hook, you know, dope little gunner verse. Adequate for the time of that we are right now, so I wasn't too bad.
I was expecting more. I had Roddy Rich early in the year as kind of one of my breakout. I said he was going to have a year like Lil Baby had last year. Mm. Hasn't quite panned out to the level of that success, even though he's had a good year, no question.
Decent year.
This just seemed like something he can make in his sleep, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I think he can do these for days. I'm looking for something a little bit different, similar to what he had on the Mustard record. Like, that was a huge song. I'm just waiting on him to play off of that and kind of build on top of that. And this right here, to me, ain't it. I get it. You did a song with Gunna. Gunna's hot. So you have to put it out. When you're done recording, whether you like it or not, or whether it's your best work, you got to put it out. I get that. But it just ain't. It's some little cool, man. It's some little cool. I think Roddy got more fire in him than this right here, though.
I mean, it's not bad.
It's
a dope song. I think you can ride to. I like it a lot. Another Gunna feature. That boy, speaking of on fire, that boy Gunna is on fire.
Is he, though?
Yes.
Wasn't he on TV performing somebody else's song?
What song? What somebody else's song?
Young Thug song.
I'd like to know how he's
featured on the song.
Young
Thug was with him.
Yeah, but I thought I saw one of them doing a dolo.
How is Gunna on fire?
Your haters for Gunna.
Is Gunna on fire?
He's not. He's hot. He's hot. I'm just fucking
with him. Y'all want to see how much Gunna getting paid for a show? He's on fire. Trust me.
We need to do a booking.
Trust me, Gunna's on fire.
I'm not saying. I just want to know how.
Features.
Features.
He's on fire. He had an album this year. He's touring like crazy. He got a new song. Come on, man.
He's featured on.
Why you think big records? People call him for a feature.
He's featured. Is he on the MVP list? Is he top five of this year?
He's mentioned. He should be mentioned.
Honorable mention.
Yeah.
He honorable mention. I give him that. All right. He ain't talking about nothing, but it's honorable mention for sure.
Hate is real. Gunner's doing his thing.
And they gonna be talking about nothing.
The baby don't talk about nothing.
The baby ripping you. Tripping.
Baby, tell me one more time that he got hoes and bowls.
I see you, boy.
One more time.
Hey, man, it's like that. You living that life right now.
Just once. Just one more time with the hoes and bowls, bro.
All right, man. Let's get to some real music. My guy.
Oh, we doing another review? We ain't doing Kanye?
Kanye West.
Real music.
Dropped and goddamn it was cooking. Now, look, he dropped the long-awaited.
I think so was cooking. You couldn't even fake the funk for longer than a minute, nigga. I timed you, nigga. You made it 13 seconds.
Now, he dropped the Jesus is King album, the kind of rumored gospel album. We didn't know what it was going to be. Had a lot of people confused, including myself. We finally got it after a couple of delays. It dropped on Friday. No, it dropped Saturday, Friday. I don't remember when the fuck it came out. My question.
Easy to forget.
Let's talk about it, man. Your expectations going into this. I know you're a big Kanye West fan. Where were your expectations going into this Jesus is King album?
I got a question. Did you do your little trash thing on Instagram for this album yet? Did you do your little trash thingamajig?
I only do that for bad albums.
You rushed to do it for a lot of albums, and I've yet to see it. Yes, for this.
Definitely did it for Cash Doll.
This one needs it.
This one needed it twice. Expectations for this album. I've checked out a long time ago from the circus to this Kanye West. So I had no expectations at all. I was crossing my fingers and toes that we weren't even going to review this. It was as secular as he said it would, and you guys just would not be able to take. And I was hoping this was like Kirk Franklin. I want to stomp and all of that shit, so I wouldn't even have to listen to it. So y'all wouldn't say, hey, let's review this. This is what I was hoping for. Those were my expectations.
When you first heard it, what'd you think?
There are two good songs on here.
Okay.
I did that. Like, they're Follow God and I think Everything We Need. Nah, that's not it. Hell no, that was trash. The song with Clips.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the song with Clips. And I also thought it was just like too big. I didn't like the big hooks because I'm not a big fan of gospel music.
Yeah.
So I don't like the big orchestrated hooks in this sense. When he did it for My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, it was in a more hip hop vibe. I understand the stadium music is sort of like Graduation. I get it. And I also get where this album was expected to be played if you're Kanye West. So all of that lined up. I think. Just listening to it and thinking back over his catalog, the genius in which it is, going from this being his last album to his first album being College Dropout, and just the different ranges that he's able to, I won't say perfect, because to me the albums are trash, but I mean, there are people who are fans of his music that can digest all of it and appreciate all of it. Like, shout out to DP in the chat. Like, he think Kanye
he's undefeated. There's no thinking. He is undefeated.
Well, y'all think, you guys think Kanye is undefeated, and if I were a Kanye fan, I could kind of see that because of the range, like the musical genius as far as what people point to him for. That I feel like with this album he was able to bookend. One album to this album.
Now it's completely different. You know what I'm saying? You know, to a certain extent, Jesus Walks was on the first album, so it's coming a little full circle. But first of all, my expectations, everybody already knows, they were super low. I wasn't looking forward to this project at all. I was actually hoping it would get pushed back and never come out.
A million % wore that.
I was hoping it was going to get pushed back and never come back and shelved, kind of like the Yandi and the whatever TurboGrafx 16, whatever was supposed to come out after Yandi. I was hoping that we wouldn't get this, but we did get it. And when I first listened to it, I was confused. I really didn't comprehend what it was I was listening to. Now, I don't listen to a lot of gospel, so I don't know what gospel sounds like in 2019. I don't listen to a lot of gospel rap, so I don't necessarily know what gospel rap sounds like in 2019, or Christian rap, or whatever you want to classify it as.
Thought you were a fan of Lecrae.
No, I'm not a fan. I've heard his projects, but I'm not just riding around listening to him like that. So I really didn't know where Kanye was going to go with this. And it's all over the place. He's got the big boy choir on the intro. He's got some traditional hip hop shit mixed in here. He's got some Kanye-esque sampling in here. So it is all over the place. But I was confused. I was thoroughly confused that first time I listened. I'm not going to lie. The more I listened to it, the more I started to kind of grasp what he was trying to do, and you can kind of see the Kanye-isms throughout it, which makes people like me, or shout out to DP, who are fans of Kanye, appreciate a project like this more than maybe the casual, I kind of fuck with Kanye, not really fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's actually, once I listened to it and kind of understood what it was doing, I actually grew to like it a little more than other people are trying to say, like y'all are saying right now. Twin had to review up, nigga, an hour after it fucking dropped. I don't know how y'all niggas are reviewing shit so quickly, dude. My brain does not process shit like this that quickly. So kudos to y'all geniuses wait,
let's be honest. It's only 25 minutes, though.
Yeah, it's definitely short. It's a short project. 27 minutes. But it's different from what we've come to expect from any rapper ever, though. Like, it's just a different project.
Good.
So now, I'm not saying this. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying it's something you have to process to fully comprehend. Niggas need to let this soak in.
Do you call this a rap album? Is this a rap album to you?
It's a hip hop album.
Yeah, it's definitely a hip hop album.
It's hip hop. It's got hip hop production. It's got hip hop elements all through it.
Do y'all say that because it's Kanye West?
No, it's rapping. It's rapping like, and it's 808s and everything.
Yeah, it's just a lot of rapping in here.
It's not enough 808s. Should have been more, but
it's a lot of rapping on here, dude. He just spliced in the gospel elements with the big dog choir on a couple of the joints and the, you know, it's clean. And, you know what I'm saying? Right. Stuff like that.
You don't think it's rapping on here?
Yeah, I mean, of course it's rapping. Oh. I just, as far as a hip hop sound and, I mean, what we know to be traditionally hip hop, the reason that I asked you guys, you're like, yeah, he raps in here. He puts rhymes together. But if I sit down and listen to this, it don't say hip hop to me. It does more say it's less secular than a lot, well, all of his music, 100%. But to what you're saying when you say what he's trying to say and the message that he's putting on there, I'm not sure if his shit is a gimmick or not. I don't know. I'm not here to judge his intentions as far as what he thinks about Jesus.
He thinks he's king.
That's fine. What he did, though, I do think that in this album, he was able to at least act like what he was talking about was very important to him. And I do give him credit for that, because a lot of people can point their finger at him and say that he does all of these things for show.
Yeah, for antics.
From Donald Trump to whatever it may be. Yeah. But he does make it sound like this is dire situation and he means every word of it. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, he sounds passionate on him.
Like, you slick might think that this nigga is like finna divorce his wife because she ain't of what he's talking about on this album. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a totally different lady from what he's speaking of and how he's speaking of him moving on this album. And the only reason that I say that, because he sounds so believable in saying the shit that he's saying on here.
Yeah.
Like, one of the dope things, like one of the Kanye-isms that I got out of here, one of the doper things of the fire lines was take the chlorine out your conversation.
Yeah.
That was fire. I think it was on one of the hooks.
Shout out to Sci-High, he probably wrote that.
Probably 1,000,000%.
That's a fact. what you thought about when you heard it, man?
I had low expectations. I knew it was going to definitely get something gospel-like. I just was interested to see if he was going to make it all Sunday service
right,
or more make it more like Lecrae. So with that being said, he mixed it together. I mean, production-wise, he did a good job of mixing it together. It's just a few songs I like. You said you were confused when you first heard it.
I was.
So was I. I had so many questions after I heard it the first time.
And that's a fact.
I still have a lot of questions now. But, you know, it is what it is.
If y'all said y'all both have questions, you could ask him something about this album. What would you ask him?
Man. I know what I'd ask him something that has to do with more of my lowlights. So I guess just leading into that,
okay.
I don't like the disjointed feel. Mm-hmm. Of this project, and actually the last one that Ye felt like that too, but I let that one slide a little bit because I think he was trying to go with the whole I'm bipolar feel and all of that.
So it was a gimmick of the album, but not gimmick,
right? The theme of it,
the feel.
Yeah, so yeah, I thought, yeah, okay, that's the theme of the album. I'll let him slide with that. This one right here feels disjointed though, and I would ask him like, bro, what is up with the flow with it? Like, stop cutting shit off at out of the middle of nowhere. Like,
jerky, jerky.
Yeah, it's very hurt. Like, what happened to the? Like, Kanye's music used to sound so thought out and put together and would blend perfectly, and it have intros, it have outros, it have bridges, it have layers to it. And this one just seems kind of like, again, some shit cut off quick, some shit builds down, some shit fades in, some shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, bruh, like, there's really no cohesion. And I would ask him, what was the purpose behind that? Because I think I understood it for the Ye, but I don't get it for this, though. Well, I ain't understand it.
And that goes to another reason, and this is, it points to why the album wasn't ready in time. It's because he's throwing stuff together, just like you said. And that's what it sounds like. And that's fair. Some people said like one or two songs was from Yandy.
okay.
on this project. So, I mean, it just sounds like it's all over the place. It's no cohesion. It's no nice blend. I like to hear an album when I can blend to the next song and be like, okay, that transition yeah. was great. It's not here on this album at all.
Yeah. Hmm. What didn't work?
I would piggyback off what you just said. You would ask him, and if I say what didn't work, to me, you can tell that Kanye West has lost. He don't give he doesn't care as much about music as he used to the last time. I think what you were just describing happened, which was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. The stories came out about how OD he was, about like the stuff that he did and didn't want people to do while he was recording there, no Twitter. All of these things came out. All of the music was pieced together perfectly. There was I said this before here, there was not a lot of spectacle to go around the album. But as good as that album was, he didn't get a lot of return on investment as far as being Kanye West and growing to a bigger star. I feel like every album after that album, it was the outside stuff that pushed into the album. With this, the religion, with the Yeezus, with the mask, all of with the ranch. It was always something else that made the album much bigger. It wasn't the music. So my complaint here would be the same thing here. It was the Sunday service. It was the outside things that make the music much bigger. And it's cool when I go to your music and I hear My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. But if I go to your music and I hear this, it's some shit cutting off. And so like you're saying, it's just not what I expect from a musical genius. Now, I did say earlier that the palettes of the different type of albums, they do speak to his musical genius. But also what speaks to his musical genius, I feel like this was anybody else besides Kanye West, this would be a decent album. But it's Kanye West. And the expectations that we have for him, the preciseness that you're speaking of, I haven't heard it since My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and that's been my biggest problem with him, because the expectation is always here, and the spectacle is here as well, but now the music is here. Yeah. And that's what he's best at.
No, I get it.
That was my...
A lot of people can't hear the music through his outside-the-booth interviews. Even I'm tired of his interviews.
Yeah.
And that's my guy.
But you know why? In my opinion, the reason why is just because the music isn't as good as it used to be.
No, I don't
get
think
away
so.
With this stuff yeah. for so long.
No, I wouldn't
but
say
if you're
that.
You're not
though.
Making My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, like, bro, they ain't doing
but it. But Kissy Ghost is doing fire, bro. Like, it's fire, my nigga.
I don't agree completely, because he still has some good music.
That's
he
what I'm saying.
He does still have good music, yeah. But what I'm speaking of is the quality of My Beautiful. That's damn near a perfect hip hop album.
Yeah, but
right?
he's had good things.
He's had good things. He hasn't had that. And what you say is, what you said about you and DP to you,
yeah.
to a Kanye West fan, yes, you're absolutely right about Kissy Ghost and those things. But to somebody who's on the outside looking in and looking for a reason to hate him,
yeah, like you,
like whatever it may be, I can't hate on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
No, that's fair.
As much as you want to, you can't do that to Kissy Ghost and all the last projects.
No, that's fair. And look, he's making it very easy for people not to like him. I'll be the first person to say that.
Yes.
He making it real easy. Like, so I get it, and everybody can't separate the person from the music because it starts to seep
make
into
the music fall off.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think Pablo, bro, that album is fire, bro.
I give it a B minus.
That album is banging to me, and it's super slept on. I don't think he's missed. I joke with a lot of people when I say that. I understand why someone wouldn't like Yeezus.
Oh, he's definitely missed.
Yeah, but I get why somebody wouldn't like somebody being like, bro, I don't really fuck with Yeezus. That ain't my cup of tea right there. I wouldn't be like, what? You don't like hard rock? And I get that. I understand that portion. I understand why somebody wouldn't like this, but this is better than I thought. I like this more than I thought I would going into it. Kanye, I'm a fan, but he's not above putting out something whack. I thought the Good Music compilation was whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's made songs I did not fuck with.
But you skew to the side of favorable.
Yes, that's true.
You don't skew down the middle, is what I'm saying.
So no, that's
fair. Someone skews down the middle is going to look at it and say his music has taken a hit because of the antics.
I just think it's cool to say you don't like Kanye no more.
But I think some people.
That's cool to say ever since he started the ranch.
Last year.
No, ever since he started the ranch, bro. That's when everybody was like, oh, man, what the fuck?
As they should, though.
Nah, not necessarily, though.
What
I don't
do you
think
mean?
So.
He said slavery was a choice.
I'm talking about before then. I'm talking about when he ran it on Breakfast Club and when he ran it on Houseway. That's when people stopped fucking with him. They were like,
because he lost his fucking mind.
Nah, he was saying.
What
some,
do you mean? He wasn't saying shit real on that Sway interview. He sounded like a fucking idiot.
He was saying the same thing.
What are you talking about?
He was saying the same thing Debra Dan said on Breakfast Club, dude. Man. He just said it in a different manner. That's it.
He didn't know how to articulate himself. He got frustrated with Dapper
Dan and Kanye West are two different. Like,
I agree.
Dapper Dan can say those things. Kanye West has more access than Dapper Dan do. So y'all can't sit here and both cry wolf. Like, that's one thing why people were frustrated with Kanye West during that time.
He was saying some real shit, though. It was just rich nigga problems, and everybody don't want to hear that.
Okay,
which I get.
But what are you talking about exactly?
The clothes. When he talked about the issues that he had breaking in, when he's trying to break into the clothing business and stuff like that, and the barriers that
that happens. Yeah, he's. I mean, he's right.
So you think it's pop culture now to say I don't like Kanye West?
I think it's cool to say that, bro. I think
if that was the case, then he wouldn't get as much traction as he gets now. Like, bro, people were talking about this album like at 12:05.
Now people talking about like where's it at and all that shit.
He still moves the needle.
It just goes in both directions.
It does go in both directions, but I don't think it gives anybody any credit for being like, I don't like Kanye West. Because like you said, it is a lot of people are saying it.
Yeah, exactly. More regurgitated
idea. But I don't think that puts you ahead of anybody because everybody, like you said, may be saying it. It don't do anything for people that don't like him.
I mean, yeah. What? Go ahead.
When I heard the interview before I listened to the album, I just thought this man was...
Which one, Zach Lowe?
The Zach Lowe interview. Okay. I just thought that Kanye he's just so eclectic but strange at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's why I like, if he found Jesus and God, there's more power to him. That's beautiful if you've done that, actually. But listening to this interview and him saying he's the most important artist ever and stuff, it's just certain things. And he was on in the ranch in Wyoming and why he bought the ranch. It's just how he talks and what the subject matter of what, because it's like he's just spewing bullshit every time.
Yeah,
he's a poor
communicator.
I think this is what happens when you don't have friends. Yeah. Like
he isolates himself.
But you can tell. And to be honest, like
you can tell
if any of my, like, if y'all heard me speaking like that to y'all, y'all would hopefully say, man, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And I don't want people to think that we're talking about just because he's a Christian. No, that's not what I'm saying.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
This man just makes dumb comments. And then when people say things like he did with he admitted to this, like he would go overboard because he's a newly reformed Christian. Like you're asking people not to have sex while they record his album if they're not married. Like, come on, dog.
I think that's part of the role.
Like, come on, man.
That's very Kanye West like, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you're saying it like that, like it's normal. It's not normal.
For him, it is.
No, because it's not normal. I don't care who it is. I don't give a fuck who it is.
That's not out of the character for Kanye to say something like that. That's very believable. That's why I believe it. We all believe that actually happened.
No, yeah, I believe it.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he's lost his damn mind.
And when you don't have friends, you try to do stuff like that to people because no one pulls you to the side. But hey, bro, you tripping, man.
I think the thing is the element that people are leaving out is that Kanye has gone against the grain his whole life, and it's got him to this point.
And that's fine. I love the creativity. I love his creativity. I love his innovation. That's one thing that I do like and admire about Kanye West, because I've been a fan since College Dropout. I'm still a fan.
Right.
But I'm gonna call bullshit when I hear like.
But it's hard to tell people.
This album ain't it.
It's hard to tell people this ain't it when they've gotten places, when they were told this ain't it, when they were trying to tell you about Jesus Walks. Well, that's the thing.
That's cool. And that's a good explanation. But tell me, because I didn't listen, about the Virgil comment.
Go ahead. I ain't watched the interview.
He was just saying that should have been him, essentially. That's another
thing. With the Louis deal.
Yeah. But he said his fingerprints.
Nasty.
That's what I'm saying.
But nasty. Hold on. Well, time out. Are we. I only read the transcript. I didn't actually listen to the whole. I ain't listened to the interview. Mm-hmm. Did he say that from a malicious place, or was that like a healthy hate place? Because there's such thing as healthy hate.
First of all,
if y'all didn't know that.
First of all, he shouldn't have said it, period. Number one. No. Number two, he said. He could have just said, yes, I'm happy for Virgil because, you know, my imprint. He said he alluded to this, that my fingerprints are on this.
Right.
But he should have just kept it at that instead of saying that should have been me.
But see, the thing is, because I remember when Puff was on The Breakfast Club, and this is an example of healthy hate. When they asked him about Paid in Full, he said he hadn't watched it. He said he never watched it because he felt like that should have been him. And he was like, damn, I should have did that myself. That's the Harlem story. But he wasn't saying knocking Dame. He was just more of like, I should have thought of that.
Like, you ever see knocking Virgil, but it was just it highlighted the asshole that this person is.
He's misunderstood.
Didn't he come up under Kanye?
Yeah.
See, it's different when you tell a nigga. Like, I feel like Dame.
See, that's totally different.
This should be laughed at. But Dame and Puff are contemporaries.
They were at
one point in time, they're contemporaries. For a nigga to say, "Damn, he did that," and I wish I had done it, coming from Puff, is. And Dame in that situation is sort of different from a nigga that comes up under you and you're like, damn, that should have been me. because you opened the doors for this dude for him to supposedly do these things.
Yeah, but now he went around it.
Now he's went and gotten to this place, and you're like, ah, man, how did I not get that bag?
It depends on how you say it.
But then, that's not like.
But the context,
the dynamic.
That's
is
what
different.
I'm saying.
Yeah, but he did say, well, he's glad it wasn't because it put him in a position to do what he's doing now.
Thank you.
So, that's but
still, yeah. Vain.
But I'm saying, but you should
that's
know.
That's vain as
you
well.
Should, you should know not to say it.
It should have been me, but you know what? I got Yeezy cracking, so I'm glad it wasn't.
What you thought about what he said about the people rapping about the shot? I guess shot he took at Meek Mill when he said people are rapping about things that can get you locked up, but then will turn around and be the face of prison reform. He's saying that that's hypocritical. Is it not? Are y'all on board with that, or was that ridiculous too?
He's ridiculous.
Fuck.
I'm not saying, like, bruh.
Y'all opinions are tainted now. No,
I'm just saying because how can he make this statement? That's my point.
Why not?
That's my point. Because so for him to make that statement, it's just like saying somebody said, you just had a song called She's Such a Fucking Hoe, but now you have a gospel album. It's the same thing.
He's a changed man. He said that. He's reborn.
No, he got a point. He does have a point when he says that, and people can grow, like you said,
evolve.
Gold Digger song, and then now he's doing his whole Jesus thing that he's doing with this album. I feel like Kanye is past this though, and it's part of my frustration with him. Like, bro, people look at him like he's a legend, a living legend.
For sure.
For you to take a shot at Meek Mill for what he's trying to do with prison reform, like, bro, like, I got my fan base. I ain't over there in the Jesus crowd with you, fam. Don't come Bible thumping over here telling me what I need to rap about, bro. And if you got a problem with it, let's have a real conversation. Say my name. Say, hey, Meek, you shouldn't be rapping about these things. And then let's open it up and have a dialogue about it. Don't sneak this here in the media and think that I'm going to reply to you and we turn this into some thing where it's beef with Meek Mill and Kanye West over this. And I think that's what he's doing. You like you lay these breadcrumbs down, hoping that Meek fall for it, and I hope that Meek doesn't.
He responded.
See, like
he responded on Twitter.
I don't even like. He shouldn't like. Don't say my name. Come to me with it, Kanye West. At 44 years old, or however old you are, as the adult and the Christian man that you are,
exactly.
And let's address this like Christians. Let's address this like good Christian people instead of being these devils out here
malicious.
In the media.
Yeah,
let's not do
Christian.
This.
I don't think
let's
that was malicious. I think it was a legitimate question that he was asking.
And say my name and ask me the question. You had like what people do in the media for the fame nowadays, like I question it a lot here, and sometimes I'm being facetious and sometimes I'm not. But in a situation like this, I want it to be very clear. Like if Kanye West is serious about this, then call Meek Mill. Like
I think it just came out in the context of the conversation, bro. You're not thinking about all that when somebody's asked you a question. You 28 minutes into an interview, and we know who we're talking about.
But
it's
that's
yay,
loaded
bro.
Though. That's what I'm saying.
That's
like
I'm saying.
That's loaded. Right. Like you can't say.
It's deeper than that.
It's not as vague as saying, hey, rappers say this about guns and then they go out and kill people. No, you specifically said prison reform. It ain't that many niggas on the prison.
Yeah, I know. We know who
you're
talking about.
They did it
you know what I'm saying? So
it wasn't nothing positive about that statement.
You're supposed to be in a, like, everything should line up. Like, you in a place where everything should be lining up for you, bro, as far as your comments, your music, what your purpose and drive is. He even said it on this album. It ain't about the music. It's about the movement. Show me it's about the movement and don't do all this sideways shit in the media to continue promoting your album like it was secular. Music.
Before we get to these highlights and then get to a rating, Kanye has said that phrase that he asked about Meek several times before, dude. Right. He's been asked about him saying certain things in the media, his music being about certain shit, and he's like, dude, why are y'all asking me all this shit? Y'all would rather me talk. Would y'all be asking me if I was out here talking about fucking your bitch or doing that? He said that literally 100 times over the last 10 years, dude. So this is not a new perspective from Kanye. I mean, but it's a question he's been asking for years and no one has answered. That's what I'm saying.
He intentionally took a shot at Meek Mill on purpose.
It's a legitimate question, is it not?
It is a legitimate question. Like no one is knocking the point that it is a legitimate question. You're absolutely right. But the fact that you're taking a swipe at Meek for no reason when this is supposed to be, well, not your face, but that blue album is supposed to be your space now. That don't line up,
man,
bro.
If you watch the interview and don't say it's bizarre, you're crazy.
I told you I can't watch his interviews no more, and that's my guy.
It's the most bizarre stuff. I mean, because you're just like, what?
I'm exhausted by it. I was fucking with him earlier, but now I'm it's a little bit of fatigue coming in from that. Real quick, so you said you like Follow God and the joint with the clips.
Yeah, I like
I thought Pusha T ripped
Kenny
it though.
Kenny G ripped it. I thought
Kenny G snapped.
He stole the show.
I thought Malice did a good
He ripped
job.
It too though.
Malice ripped it.
He did.
No Malice.
Yeah, but hey, sorry, Malice. No Malice.
My fault, Hoss.
I fucked with the Follow God was tough. Closed on Sunday was tough. I like 4, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, God is fire. Y'all like that? But it be hard as fuck. What? Come on, man. That song is banging.
I like Every Hour, Follow God, On God, and Use His Gospel.
Yeah, I'm okay. Love all that. Yeah.
You ain't like the I like Hands On too though. Close on Sunday is banging, dog.
No, it's not.
I tell you
no,
one thing. Not. I'll never listen to this again.
You my Chick-fil-A.
That is terrible. That analogy is terrible. That whole, come
it's
on.
It's clever.
Dog.
Thank you. I
mean, it's clever.
You're my Chick-fil-A?
One. Yes.
You my lemonade.
You my number one with the lemonade.
It's hell.
Everybody can relate to that, though. Say they can't. Thank everybody you. Fuck with Chick-fil-A. Everybody know what the number one is. Everybody
get the
exactly. It's amusing. It's provocative. It gets the people going.
Definitely skip.
Skip. Nah, that's on banging. No, y'all tripping. Y'all need to revisit this.
No.
Are you gonna listen to this again?
Yeah. I would. And I'm sorry, I can't believe I'm saying that. I'm gonna be real.
Oh, and please, bruh. You are a cape for Kanye West, because when we talked about gospel music, you said it was the top five trash, most trash genres.
Said it was number one.
And, yeah, number one.
No, I said top five. It is top five.
And this album has gospel music all through it.
For sure.
Okay. Let's keep that same energy.
I'm not saying I never. Energy. Remember, I came back and said, what's my girl Adams? What's her name?
Yolanda Adams.
Yolanda Adams got a banging ass gospel song. Bro, I'm not saying.
That man said banging ass and gospel in the
that
same.
That shit fire, nigga. That I open my heart or yeah. Something like that. That's banging.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So there's songs that exist that are good. Let's I just try. Don't like the genre as a whole.
Let's try.
He just happened to have more good songs on here than anybody else.
No. No, oh my God.
Completely off subject in gospel though. I watched the first episode of this shit on HBO with your boy Kenny Powell.
Oh, the one you be talking about.
Oh
my God, the wave pool scene where they were baptizing a million.
That show is one of the funniest shows I've seen.
They tried to baptize a million people, dude. I just leave it at that in the wave pool and the waves cut off.
That's funny. Yeah, that sound like it's funny.
Man, that shit was
last
funny,
5 years,
dude.
One of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
They had Fred Hammond in auto-tune. That should tell you.
That was disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that was some slaw. What rating, man? When we at the end of the day, what are y'all giving this 1 to 5? Talk to me.
Two reels.
Jesus. Two. So disrespectful.
Hey, you lucky it got the two.
I got two. And I gave him 2.5.
Two and a half. I gave him 3, man. 3 good, worth streaming. That's it.
What's 2?
2 is whack.
Yeah, that's what it is. 2.
2.5 is average.
Average.
Yes, yeah, below average.
This nigga's ill.
Tough.
Ill shit. So if you gave him a 3, that means he is not undefeated.
Nah, yeah, it is good, worth streaming. Man, almost gave him 3.5 for banging. Y'all gonna make me up? Fuck it. The Jesus is King is 3.5 reels. Oh, it's God. Banging. Shit. Right. I was trying to be humble.
It's an emotional time for you right now. So
no, it's not. This shit is banging. Fuck it. I'm listening to it on the way home.
You going to church after this?
No. Ain't that good.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
All right, man. Y'all let us know.
Can't even believe what he's saying.
On Facebook, Rap Chat. Let us know how y'all feel about it. What you got up for the next music break, sir? Y'all stupid, man.
I have a song from the Godfather in Harlem soundtrack. This is Belly featuring G Herbo and Wale. This beat is called Everything.
This is it.
Anything for sale my life. Still paying fee and get somebody swiped. Know a young boy got his college degree twice. Another young nigga same age got life. Only difference one mother working 2 shifts and the other mom outside working the pipe. Everybody on the sidewalk, me standing all night like neighborhood going on strike. Still hang with my homies, I was outside having fist fights with. Now we boarding flights. I come from poverty, I ain't hit the lottery. What love you got for me? Why would you lie to me? If you not guilty, then why would you cry to me? I don't even want you to say you gon' ride for me. Say you gon' die for me. I'm trying to live cause my son attached to me. You niggas rats to me. Leeches be lasting me. THC the only thing relaxing me. Struggling to living like kings, imagine me. Pray for these things, watch them bring them magically. Diamonds and rings on me bling like majesty. I'm doing my thing, now they mad at me. I wasn't doing anything, they was happy. And I could've gave up on my passion, they almost had me.
Everything's for sale, everything's for sale. But not my life, not my life. Everything's for sale, yeah. Everything's for sale. But not my life, not my life.
All right, man, we are back. That was Belly, G Herbo, and Wale with their joint on the Godfather of Harlem soundtrack. How you feel about it?
Nice song. I like Wale's verse. He killed that. Overrated show, though.
Yeah, I heard the show was just some little cool. That song right there was pretty solid.
Yeah.
But I'm on record. Let me go ahead and say this now if I haven't already. G Herbo is no longer my boy.
Mm. He didn't do bad on this song.
G Herbo is no longer my boy.
A hater.
I'm going to go ahead and get out of there on him. He hasn't been on beat in 18 months at least. And I was waving that G Herbo flag some serious when he was Lil Herb. And now this is a different artist. I fuck with Lil Herb. G Herbo is not my guy anymore.
So you didn't like him, his verse on here?
No. It didn't do nothing for me. But the song is cool. Belly and the beat made it.
I never listened to G Herbo, and I thought he did good on this verse.
He was hard. He used to be hard coming up. He
had a dope song come out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Nah, he was off beat on that one, too.
They dropped these songs. This is, from Godfather Harlem. They haven't actually put out the album, although it's like 12 songs on all streaming platforms.
Come on.
So I don't know when they're going to do this. Swiss Beats did a phenomenal. It's a lot of songs from this that I really like.
But
they did a good job.
The problem, though, and I haven't watched the show, even though I heard it's some look cool at best.
I like the show.
But the
B-minus.
The problem, though, that I was told from somebody whose opinion I respect was that they're playing these new artists and this new music in a show that's based in a different time, and it kind of fucked with the vibe.
It doesn't, because they only played it at the end of the beginning and the end.
Okay. I mean,
they don't play it during the show.
Okay. Because that would be weird.
It's not like Rick Ross is on the hook while he's driving down the street.
You know, that damn Ford Model T.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though, because it do kind of throw the tone off at the beginning and the end.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. But I haven't watched it, even though I heard it was just look cool.
I mean, to add on to that, dude, TV, for just a second before we move on, it's like they do that stuff on there where they'll do something on scene and then they'll say what they just did.
That exposition, you know, that's
just stupid. But I don't get that often. They don't do it all the time.
When they spelling shit out.
Yeah, you're like, bro, I just seen you kill the Italian. He's like, oh, I killed the Italian.
Not that blatant. Like, come on.
But you know what? You knew exactly what I was talking about.
How many episodes y'all done? How many
years? I watched the first two.
Somebody told me it has elements of all. Somebody took elements of all the cool shit that niggas watch right now. Like Snowfall, power
in it. You can see power in it. 1,000,000
Snowfall, Power, and Empire. Somebody said there's elements of those three shows in there.
Empire's trash.
Man, they did the Ghost Dog, Forrest Whitaker, in one of them scenes. I was almost out of it.
You see what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, nigga was straight samurai. I was like, bruh.
What you talking about with
this thing, though? Yeah, like, come on,
it take
bro.
Two moves to do
it. Forrest Whitaker doing that, though? This nigga was moving like he was goddamn Michael Jackson. I'm like, come on, bro. That's Forrest Whitaker, dude.
Oh, shit. All right, before we get out of here, man, got a question. Let's talk Suge Knight. Now, currently incarcerated rap mogul, Suge Knight has decided to sign his life rights over to none other than Ray J.
The legend,
Ray J. Now, sources say Knight is trusting Ray to make the right decisions with his story and make money for him and his family while he's behind bars. Apparently, Knight and Ray J have been friends for years, and clearly he trusts his business mind.
Facts.
Do you trust Ray J with the Suge Knight story?
Yeah. Ray J, I think, he's been putting out great content since the Kim K sex tape.
Great content?
Yeah, great content.
That's funny.
What the fuck?
Ray J was responsible for a lot, man. Didn't Ray J give us Fab on Breakfast Club?
That was a classic.
Or the Booty
Ray
Bandits.
J is a fucking legend, man. So whatever he got ready for this Suge Knight film, I want to see it. One thing in all seriousness, though, that I do think the reason that Suge Knight chose Ray J, because Ray J from out that way. So
for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the niggas did goddamn gang bang galore, but he knows
he
of the culture.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he's going to do respect to Suge Knight's story as to where some people may have tried to take it too far one way, or some people may have tried to take it too far where they were trying to be funny. I feel like Ray J going to have it right down the middle where he's being real about it, but still showing some of the stuff that we were entertained by over the years.
And just for the record, this is films, TV deals, book deals, a Death Row documentary, and a Tupac project are all in talks and the works. That's what Ray J is supposed to be kind of overseeing, making sure that stuff is executed and the deals are signed.
Had a bag of money falling in his lap.
Yeah, I wonder how he gives that to Ray J when he don't own it, though.
Well, what the part of that he
owns his own story,
the rights to him.
Yeah,
him. Suge Knight.
So it can be like what from his perspective. You know, get around that.
Now, I think I trust Ray J. Ray J. Kind of one of them people. He one of them businessmen.
Ray J. Made Kim K.
Yeah,
you
for
can
sure.
Make Kim K. You can make
accidentally Kim. Though. He didn't know he was finna do
that.
Exactly.
Know that. You're right.
I'm
strategic about that.
Ray J. Is one of them businessmen who you hear are kind of making big moves, but you don't know anybody that own their products, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, you know how you hear somebody making big moves
on salesman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but you don't know anybody that watch the show or buy any of their shit. Like, I think
Russ.
What's his company? Exactly.
But they do it.
Nah, for sure. I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying that that's what he's it's kind of like. I'm not saying it's smoke and mirrors or none of that because he's selling a lot of shit. That doesn't mean people are buying a lot of his shit. I don't know anybody with a Raycon product. Do you got the glasses?
If you said he's selling a lot
you
of shit.
You got the earbuds?
If he's selling it, that means somebody's buying.
Does anybody in here have anything Raycon?
I think what he's trying to say is you put a lot of average shit out and people call
well,
it.
Well, my thing is Ray J is just like Russ. And they are perfect.
Well, do Ray J like it?
Russ sells records.
Ray J on the Forbes list.
So my point is that whatever you think in our world, because our world is still small.
For sure.
So that means he's selling it to somebody. So somebody's buying it. Hey, I trust Ray J.
Whether if it's overseas or whatever. Nah, that's fair.
You know,
it's like Soulja Boy. Everybody talk about Soulja Boy tech shit? Bro, did y'all have a hoverboard?
No. But Soulja Boy was doing different things. He was doing fraudulent.
Soulja Boy had hoverboards?
Yeah.
Now, he was.
He was fraudulent?
What he was doing was he was putting.
God damn, that was a lot of information for me right at once.
Yeah, Soulja, y'all know that?
No.
Now, he was putting his name on Chinese already made products.
That's what people do, though.
Hold on. No, but I'm saying, but they were like
shipping
warehouse
it to his house.
$299 products.
So they were shipping it to his house and he was putting his label on it?
He put his name on it. He was doing it through a website.
I don't believe
it. Like that, the video game shit, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had his own video game.
So wait, he got a lot of them distributed to him, and then he just
repurposed.
He was buying them in bulk. Yeah.
He repurposed them and put his name.
Put
on
his name on it.
That's what people do, though. People do that with.
But Ray J actually invested in a company with actual human beings who live in America who's done things.
So he bought stuff. Ray J made stuff.
He was a part of the team.
Gotcha.
Ray J has to line himself with people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I just seen he invested about $5 million in a little.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm so
weed man. Company. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look. But I just died, bro. Look,
boy was doing
if you got the manpower to do that, if you sold it, more power to you.
But why didn't he? Why didn't Suge Knight holler at somebody in his family, though? That's why I'm looking.
He doesn't trust anybody, man. That's
his son has been making some decent moves,
bro,
though.
Suge don't trust
what his
nobody.
Son been doing?
His son got like a little show. He like a realtor. He got a TV show and everything. Like his son, but his son seemed like he got his head on his shoulders. Yeah.
He don't fuck with Suge then.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I'm saying.
That's a good point.
Suge doesn't trust anybody.
Yeah, he don't fuck with
I don't think Suge could afford anybody else.
No, well, that's
not it.
Wait, I feel like this. Since Ray J is close and has ties, Suge Knight feel like if something go wrong,
exactly.
I still can
control
make
it.
A little move.
Yeah.
Bro.
Man, we talking to NBC or BET, nigga, Mona Scott fuck up your story and make it something you don't like. What you going to do?
Let's
sitting
not
in jail. You just gonna take that L. But if Ray J do it, you go. I'm gonna send the big homies after you.
Let's not. Okay, I understand that. You know, but let's not act like Ray J was at the top of his list. Let's not do that.
Well, he was pretty high though. They cool.
Top five.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think you underestimate
top three
Ray J's impact in L.A.
Yeah, no, okay, I get it, but what, listen, all that is cool. He's trying to get, we just named film, TV, books, documentaries. Yeah.
He just wanted to be better than NWA.
What film did
Ray
J
wanted to be a Martin Sarkozy film,
who?
Or whatever the fuck his name is.
Scorsese?
He don't wanted to be one of those.
Jesus Christ.
He don't wanted to be one of those. But what he do wanted to be is he can have control of it.
Yeah, and he won't have any creative control, just for the record. He'll just be behind the scenes.
It's not about paying anybody. He had to pay Ray J anything for this. Because he's giving him the rights.
But I'm saying he's getting a smaller percentage than he would if he had went through somebody a little bit more reputable in this lane. What documentary of Ray J's that he's done have y'all seen, dude?
I'll
you haven't seen
him.
Any.
If I Ray J, I'll stall him out.
For the love of fucking Ray J, y'all watch that shit? No.
You got Ray J fucked up.
Shout out to Ray J, though.
Ray J
making moves.
Done some shit, man. I have to look that up. You got
Ray
J.
Buy his headphones then, dude.
I ain't doing that.
Shit, before we get out of here, man, I want to go to YouTube for an on-decker of the week. Appreciate y'all for getting these comments on here too, man. Now, on the Wale album review episode, shout out to Huey Freeman. Remember we talked about Logic being the worst rapper alive according to
Huey Freeman is D.
That's from Boondocks, ain't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I was just about to say that, though.
Get out of here. You didn't know where it was.
Nah, the nigga couldn't fucking wait to get the goddamn answer out. I was going to say that. The nigga's from fucking Boondocks.
All in the red, like.
Now, Huey Freeman commented and said, Blueface got some bars. Oh. He's not one of the worst, but y'all got to put Trinidad James up there as one of the worst. Flow trash, lyrics trash, outfits trash, just terrible.
Outfits was trash.
It's Trinidad James. Because this
Blueface
was coming to.
Is worse than Trinidad James.
Who's?
Blueface?
Yes, Blueface is trash.
He
ain't worse than Trinidad James.
I think he is.
That's impossible.
They neck and neck.
I like gold. I'll go everything up better than any Blueface.
That song was hard, but that's it, though. So appreciate that, Huey Freeman. Y'all make sure y'all go to youtube.com/ondecktvpodcast. Get your comment on, man.
I'm Raycon Global right now.
Right. You your first website visitor they done had in months.
All right.
What new music we got coming out?
Last week we had the aforementioned Jesus is King, Guap Dad 4000 with Dior Deposits. That's all that I had last week. Coming up this week, we have November 1st. The Best of Yet, Gangstar coming out. Rod Wave with Ghetto Gospel. Shout out to Rod Wave because when I put him on at the beginning of the year.
Oh, you played one of his joints.
Yeah, he's asking me. So come full circle. Got a little label situation going on. Shout out to him.
Nice.
His album's coming out, Ghetto Gospel.
All credit to you.
You got to start sharing those payola checks, bro.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't worry. Yellow Wolf.
Nice non-answer.
He was still around. Yellow Wolf still around with Ghetto Cowboy.
Don't do Yellow Wolf last like project that. With Slick Bang.
And do Yellow Wolf like that.
Yeah, Yellow Wolf. I'm not here for it. And Stolly is back. Reflection of Self, The Head Trip.
Stolly seemed like a cool ass nigga, but this music is some slaw.
There's no way you can listen to that Kanye and can't listen to Stolly.
Yeah, I'm going to skip the same fuck out of that Stolly. Thing. Skipping the fuck out of it.
Y'all pick up them S50 dual wireless Raycons.
Yeah, okay. What you got on deck for the weekend? No.
Actually, I'm doing a podcast about The Watchmen.
Okay.
So y'all be on the lookout for that, man.
So that's good?
I figured you two guys didn't want to get into it. But
I like The Watchmen.
You want to do you?
Yeah.
Man, I'm good. It's DC. I'm straight.
That's funny. You know, I forgot you were a Marvel nerd. But yeah, it's actually pretty good. Regina King is bodying it.
She be bodying shit.
Like, she definitely does. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. What you got up this weekend?
It's the first Apple TV Plus drops this weekend.
No. Man, let me tell you, they bought every billboard in Times Square. I promise you that. God damn, niggas. I ain't know it. Apple TV was dropping this weekend. I didn't know until
y'all said something.
Yeah, and I'm mad because I'm an Apple guy, but these shows look ass.
What's wrong with Steve Carell look alright?
That one looks okay. The Newsroom joint. Yeah. That look okay.
Nah, I must ain't seen The Newsroom on HBO.
Nah, I haven't. I never watched that one.
Fire.
I heard that shit was dope.
So your weekend plan is to watch Apple Plus?
Absolutely. And the NBA is in full swing. Shout out to my Pistons. We won again. Where we at? We at 500. Playoffs, fourth, fifth seed.
That
one
again.
Yeah, we won again.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck? That's all we do is win.
Y'all lost against us.
I don't remember that.
Ice trade a game, nigga.
Ice trade a game.
He caught us on a back to back.
You know what I'm talking about?
What you got on deck?
I'm going to shoot up to the Ville, man. Shout out to J Hove. Hang out a little bit. Wash, I better see you, nigga. No excuses. You know,
damn.
Coming to the city.
Shout out to Wash. I'll be in the city too, man. Memorial service for my brother are this Saturday, so I'll also be in the city for sure.
Good luck to those guys having to hang out with you.
Got a long weekend in store,
Joe. Long weekend here for those Nashville guys. Y'all stay strong up there.
Absolutely, man.
You get to hang out with me, man. It's a plus.
Y'all stay strong up there. Stay strong up there, y'all.
Damn, man. Brillo pad coming with it hard today.
Stay strong up there, guys.
Hey, man. Y'all do us a favor. Go to Patreon. Check out all of the reviews that we have on there. We got a gang of them. We got new reviews coming up next week. Don't you worry about a thing. And check out the new tiers coming soon. Each show on the network will have an accompanying Patreon show, alright? So be on the lookout for that, man. It's coming soon.
Yes, y'all go sign up to that Patreon. We're gonna have something special for y'all starting in November. So be on the listen out.
Absolutely.
Listen out.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and comment. Somebody comment on iTunes, man. Y'all ain't got a comment in a while. We'll give y'all a shirt.
Been
there
a long
you go.
Time. Yeah, brand new shirts. We got them for you.
Absolutely. Till next time, we out.
Bitch.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.